Reports have said that Islamic State demanded millions of dollars prior to its on-camera execution of Foley. It is not known if similar demands were made for the release of Sotlaw before his murder. Philip Balboni, president of Global Post, the online news agency that hired James Foley, said Foley's parents knew that the U.S. government prohibits paying ransom to kidnappers and they were trying to rescue their son by raising funds. He said U.S. authorities were fully aware of the efforts by Foley's parents but did not stop them.
The family was committed to raising the funds to pay a ransom. The captors never did definitively state an amount. It was never a final negotiation. It was clear from the very first instance that the family would pay that ransom if they were given the opportunity.
Deborah Prostein, professor at Yeshiva University Cardozo School of Law, says there currently is no law that prohibits the U.S. government from paying ransom to or negotiating with the terrorist groups.
In principle, Congress could pass a law that prohibited the executive from doing that, but it never has. So when the United States government says we don't negotiate with terrorists or we don't pay ransoms or things of that nature, they're making statements about U.S. policy, not something they're compelled to do by law.
But John O. McGinnis, law professor at Northwestern University School of Law, notes it would be against the law to give money to certain groups, even if ransom payments are not illegal.
I think as a general matter, U.S. law does not prevent private people from paying money to people for kidnappers, at least federal law. But it would prevent them from paying ransom to Al-Qaeda or other terrorist entities that are prohibited from receiving U.S. funds by Treasury regulation.
Daniel Benjamin, a former counterterrorism coordinator at the U.S. Department of State and a current director of the John Sloan Dickey International Exchange Center at Dartmouth College, says the laws have never been enforced by the U.S. government in cases of ransom.
As a technical matter, I guess, the United States could prosecute people for supporting terrorism if they paid ransoms, but the government has chosen not to do that because it would be, I think, very unpopular to penalize people who've had a tragedy such as a kidnapping in their own family.
At present, there are many international treaties and UN Security Council resolutions that prohibit funds from being sent to terrorist organizations. However, to date, no individual or company has been subjected to legal sanctions because of paying ransom to terrorist organizations in exchange for a family member or employee. Hu Wei, VOA News, Washington.